First off, Will, congratulations on the film. I saw it last night. It was fun, clever, with heart. It was really funny, and I really liked the music in it. I noticed you produced the film.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, doing double duty, producing and acting. But you got a lot of music, like a little bit of musicals in it, and I dig that a lot about the film.
Yeah, I think that one of the hallmarks of this show, apart from being really funny, well-written show that has like really clear characters. Each one of the Teen Titans is a really clear character. One of the hallmarks has been the music throughout the history of the show. And so it was important as we sort of brought this to the big screen that there were big musical numbers that were actually great music and really funny and continued to tell the story. And these guys are so good at that. And so, it's so fun to be part of something like this that feels so inventive. And I don't have a strong musical background, but to be part of this thing is and be able to, I can recognize that, like, wow, these are great songs, and they're very they're so original.
Yeah.
And, but also catchy.
Yeah, they're catchy.
You know?
They're really, really good songs. Yeah. I mean, you did a hell of a good job producing, because did I hear Michael Bolton?
Yep. Bolton singing upbeat, inspirational song about life.
That's awesome. That's one of the high points for me of the film.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's a great, right? And so that song, it's an upbeat, inspirational song about life. That's going to be the new Everything Is Awesome.
Yeah.
Because even though it's kind of kitschy and funny, it's also good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a sax solo.
You just sang it and I'm inspired. So.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you have kids, right? So did they influence at all you getting to join the project?
Big time. My kids are the reason that I'm part of this
project.
They
made you do it.
Well, they didn't just make me do it. I actually heard them watching the show.
Nice.
That's how I was introduced to it, from the other room, and heard some jokes and went in and started watching the show with them. And I was like, what is this show? This
yeah,
is
my,
brilliant.
My girls love it. So
they love it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So.
And have you watched it sometimes and been like, wow, that's really funny.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah, and that happened to me in from the other room. And I kind of like, and I started watching the show and I started showing it to my friends. And they're like, You want to show us a show from Cartoon Network? I'm like, just watch.
Just watch for a second.
It's hilarious. And I ended up calling them. I cold called them and said, I want to meet you guys. And we started talking. And they said, well, we want to make a movie. And I said, let's go.
So did the producing come at the same time with the acting? Or was it
one
after the
other? Well, no, I was producing the film first.
Okay.
And then Slade became, when it kind of emerged that it was going to be what this story was going to be and that we needed to have Slade and...
Nice.
Sam Register and Aaron and Mike and Michael and Pete and all those guys came to me and they're like, we all agree that you should do Slade. So I didn't cast myself per se. I didn't say like, who should we get for a Slade?
You got the role.
Yeah, I know they kind of said, would you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, of course.
And about the character Slade, he's always been portrayed in other mediums as cold, dark, menacing,
Yeah.
Was it fun playing against that type? Was it always part of the plan?
Yeah. It's kind of like when I play Lego Batman, I love the idea of taking a character that people know and changing the rules on it a little bit. Yeah, so it was like such a... Because originally there was a talk about it, maybe I was going to do Batman and we were going to kind of figure that out and it's kind of a tricky... And I thought it would be more fun if I played something totally new and had somebody else play Batman, which is how I ended up asking Jimmy Kimmel to do it. And he's just hilarious, yeah.
But before going, did you... Teen Titans Go to the Movies, what do you think does the film bring to the table as far as the superhero genre right now?
I think it kind of brings... there are a lot of... there are some Deadpool references in the movie. And but it is kind of like Deadpool for kids in a lot of ways.
Definitely.
Kids and teenagers and kind of for everybody in an animated way. And so that's what's... I think that there's a need for that.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of fun.
We need to have some fun. Did everybody forget about fun?
Yeah, yeah. And sing the song.
Yeah.
So congratulations again. And thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Tetronium crystal, the perfect blood device.
Stop right there!
Deadpool?
Deadpool? What? I'm not Deadpool.
I thought Deadpool was a good guy.
Why does everybody think I'm Deadpool?
You got them guns!
And the swords.
Yeah, well, lots of people have guns and swords, okay? On the way here, I passed like 25 people with guns and swords. By the way, he should be saying that he's not me, okay? Because I came out, like, way before he did.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you're Deadpool. Look into the camera and say something inappropriate.
Oh, I'm not Deadpool. I am the greatest, most feared, most nefarious, most ultimate supervillain the world has ever seen. I am Slade!